Tony Wong is with me again this morning, and I've been talking about the big, big meeting in Greenwich. Connecticut's economy has shrunk by 9.1% over the last 10 years, while the other states in New England saw their economies grow by 12.9%. Senator, great to have you with us this morning. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning, Brad. And thank you so much for raising this very important issue. These are inescapable, irrefutable facts that Connecticut has stagnated while the rest of New England has continued to grow. And not only are these numbers real, the pain and the feeling that has left so many Connecticut residents frustrated are equally real if you talk to people up and down Main Street.
You know, when I heard about this, and then, of course, the big conference that Bob Patricelli and Jim Smith had down in Greenwich, and I saw some of the numbers, the way that Connecticut's economy has shrunk by 9.1% over the last 10 years, and it's just going down, down, and down, and both of the gentlemen were very, very concerned. Now, what do we do about it?
Well, they are great Connecticut residents. Both Bob Patricelli and Jim Smith are successful business people that have made a commitment to the state of Connecticut. They were co-chairs of the commission that was created by the bipartisan legislature and the governor to look at a new way of solving Connecticut's problem. There was not a single politician on that commission. These are business people. And they came out with a proposal that had a little bit of everything for someone to like, and they had a little bit of everything for someone to not like. And some of the things that they raised were really important, but the facts are inescapable. We need to change how we function in the state of Connecticut. When Bob says that state's economic performance has pretty much left that, Connecticut left close to $50 billion
unbelievable
in economic growth on the table for the last 10 years. Those are numbers that are devastating to helping those in need, and we've got to make a change.
So how do we make a change, though? That's the part. You know, everybody wants a change, but they've got to come up with some ideas that will work.
Well, they came up with some of the ideas that some people liked and didn't like. For example, you're going to hear a lot about tolls. I know Bob Smith, I'm very respectful of Bob, but I think in Bob's case, he forgot to mention how he supports tolls, and he says it's a user fee, it's not a tax. It is a tax. But the problem is people hone in on just his statement on tolls, but they have not addressed the fact that when he says we're going to put in tolls, but we're going to eliminate the estate tax, we're going to eliminate the gift tax on people, we're going to impose reopening the labor contract that we locked in for 10 years. We looked at being able to reduce other taxes and other costs on our communities in addition to complementing it with tolls. You never hear the other cuts, right? You never hear about the fact that the commission has insisted on reopening up that labor agreement. He has also talked about being able to how we fund pensions of our teachers by looking at the lottery funds from what we do. So what people need to understand is people pick and choose what they don't like. But this report has something that everyone likes and dislikes. We should look at the facts and put everything on the table, Brad, and that's what people aren't doing. We've not had to make hard decisions on how we move this state forward. The numbers and the facts don't lie. Personal income growth is ranked 44th in this nation in Connecticut. We're the bottom third in every ranking for competitiveness for businesses. Something's got to change. this report is a valuable guide. But let's not just cherry pick and look at the things that we or the Democrats like and celebrate it. Let's look at opening this document and saying, there's something people don't like and like. Let's make changes. So those other things never got picked up, right, Brad?
Is that's right. Absolutely. But you know something? We here in Connecticut, I find this, we talk a lot, all right? Everybody's talking. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. But then we never get around to it because people are afraid that they're going to upset somebody. And they just are not going right into it to change it. We need some big changes in this state to get back what we used to have.
We absolutely need to make the changes. But the problem, Brad, you talked about it. When you don't make any change at all because you're fearful of upsetting people, not doing anything at all and sitting still, and where we are in Connecticut right now, we're hurting the same people and more of the most vulnerable, the most at risk, the hardest working people trying to make a living, pay their mortgage, take care of their families. Because the problem is we're not standing still. The rest of New England is not standing still. We need to make these changes, and change means that we will be uncomfortable. Change will mean that we have to change how we live. And we've not done that. And for the last 2 years, because of a balance of equal input in the state Senate, we've made difficult decisions. We didn't increase taxes. We said to the governor that your policies are not what we want in Connecticut. We stood up to the governor. So when people vote, the reality is they want people that will be making changes and not just simply talk, but demonstrated changes in hard leadership decisions. The bottom line is, Brad, we got to do something, and we've already begun doing that. But the problem is there is so much more that still needs to be done. And I'm excited. I'm really excited that we get to go up there with a new governor, and we get to go up there with a brand new, fresh perspective, and let's make the changes we need to make.
Do you believe, do you believe with your heart that we are going to be able to get over the hump? That's what I call it. Everybody talks big talk, but I just hope that we can get over it. We've got to.
Well, it's a little more than a little hump. It's a big hill, and I'm not saying it's Mount Everest, but I think I am absolutely a believer in Connecticut. And one of the quotes that Bob Patricelli says, look, you've got to be able to face the brutal facts of our current reality while never giving up faith that we can overcome these obstacles. That's where they have stepped up, and that's why we have stepped up to run for office, because I'm an optimistic person, and I believe in Connecticut, and I believe we can make the changes that are necessary. But we can't do it. We can't do it if the people don't allow us to do so. So, bottom line, this is a good start, what the Fiscal Competitiveness Committee put together, but we got to get to work and make the hard decisions, because households in Connecticut do it every single day, Brad. Your listeners
absolutely
who get up early in the morning to go to work to make a living do it every single day. It's about time their government reflect the same values, the same work ethic, the same respect for the dollar that all of our Connecticut residents do.
Well, I'll tell you, it is a beginning, and this report is a tremendous report. If we do this, we will get out of where we are. There's no question about it. It's just that we have to have the courage to do it, and I got my fingers crossed. Let's put it that way.
Well, you're an inspiration to us every single day, Brad, so thank you very, very much. And it is. I believe in Connecticut, and I believe we can overcome this. But the bottom line is hard decisions need to be made. When people listen to people, they need to simply understand what are solutions to fixing the problems we have, not just simply talk.
Thank you, my friend. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk soon.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
You bet. Coming up to a quarter of the hour.